Right, today we got into a normal, kind of a normal routine as far as practice is concerned, getting ready for the Jets. Again, like I said yesterday, I think it's a great challenge for us. It's a good football team that we're playing. They're well coached. They play hard. They execute well. And again, it'll be tough going all the way to the East Coast to open up the season. But I think our guys are up for the challenge.
When did you decide to do the fly out Thursday and practice there Friday? What way?
It was just something that we looked at during the off season, and I wanted to do something different to give us an opportunity to maybe get our bodies right for the East Coast time. I also think going there just as a group and having an opportunity to kind of bond there in the hotel, I thought was a good idea. We did something similar to that when I was with New Orleans, and we were displaced with a hurricane, and we went up to Indianapolis for a week and practiced in Indianapolis, and then came back to New Orleans to play an opening game. So it's something that, we've done something similar before in the past, and I wanted to try this.
Is this something that you can do because it's the first game of the season, or is this something that you could possibly do later this year in an Eastern time?
Well, the plan as of right now is that this would be, a one-time thing.
Yeah.
For the opening game. It kind of works out that way with players' days off and that type of stuff. But certainly if it's effective, that's something that we could consider later in the year.
Do you think that the whole body clock thing has been a factor?
Well, I don't know whether it is or not. But, in my mind, the definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing over and over and expect a different result. So, to me, it's something different. It's trying something new. We're trying to find every small little advantage that we can that will give us an opportunity to play well. And, we'll see how it goes.
Coach, I know you guys have been high on Derek for a long, long time. Can you recall when you first sort of became aware of him, started scouting him, started thinking, – man, this guy's a really good quarterback?
Well, the first time I saw him was at the Senior Bowl. And in my mind, he was by far and away the best quarterback that was at the Senior Bowl. You could really see his ability to throw the football. That was obvious. His athletic skill was obvious. What you didn't really know was, what he is personality-wise. We didn't really know what his intelligence level was, or at least I didn't know what his intelligence level was at that point in time. And we had an opportunity throughout the scouting process, us as coaches, to be able to spend a little bit of time with him, get to know him personally, as well as, have him in some meetings and put him through some X's and O's things on the board. And, after going through that whole process, it was evident to us that he was very mature for his age, and that he had a very good understanding of offensive football. He had a good understanding of protections. I'm sure a lot of that had to do with his relationship with his brother. And so that was kind of where we first noticed it. And then obviously since he's been here, he's continued to get better and better, really in all areas.
Was his brother part of the process? Did you guys talk to him too?
No, we didn't spend a lot of time talking with David. It was more along, just getting a chance to know Derek, kind of what makes him tick. Mm-hmm. And then just where he is from a mental standpoint, and we felt very comfortable with it.
If Wiz said that he and Derek roomed up in Napa together, is that something you guys obviously wanted him with Wiz and sort of?
Yeah, I mean, we tried to do everything we could to try to hopefully expedite his development and his progression as a quarterback. I don't know if that was a factor or not, but that was something that we did. I think it was good.
You mentioned yesterday how good of a coach Rex is, and going after a rookie quarterback here in week one. How do you get Derek ready to, see a defense like the Jets will?
Well, part of it is getting Derek ready to see the Jets defense, and we understand, Rex Ryan's mindset and how he likes to be aggressive and come after the quarterback, and we all understand that. But really, we need some other players to step up and make some plays. And that's what happened in the game the other night. Some guys stepped up and made some plays. And that's why it's never about one guy. I mean, obviously the quarterback position is a very critical position, but it's not about one guy. It's about 11 guys going out in there and executing their job and making the plays that they have an opportunity to make. And that's what we need to do on Sunday to have a chance to be successful.
seemed like Schaub did less today at practice. Is he still number two for Sunday, or is that?
Yeah, that's the plan is right now. I mean, we're still working him in. You know, it was a while since he had really thrown, so we're kind of working him in, and we'll evaluate him as the week goes on. But the plan is for him to be the backup quarterback.
Is his arm healthy? Is he 100% back from?
I don't know if 100%. I mean, I can't give you a number, but just watching him the last couple of days in practice, he seems like he's throwing the ball pretty well.
How's that? Check was still not back.
Apparently. He did not practice today.
Okay. Taiwan was he limited or full go or?
Taiwan was, you know, he was limited as far as the number of reps that he took, but the reps that he took were full go. So. I anticipate him being up and ready to go in the
game.
Is
Nick ascending in the protocol?
Yeah, you know, he's going to go back and go through some more of the protocol today. You know, exactly where he's at. I'm not 100% sure. It's really kind of a, it's really kind of a subjective, type of test. He still has some symptoms, but from my understanding, those things can be there one day and then not the next. So we're going to take him one day at a time and see where he's at, and we hope that he'll be ready.
How did Osberry respond to being on the practice field yesterday and just coming back today?
You know, I thought he did well. You know, he's limited a little bit in practice yesterday. Again, it was more along the lines of limited as far as the reps that he took, but the reps that he took were full speed. So I think, all signs are pointing that he'll be ready to go this weekend.
Is Menelik Watson's health, is that a factor in this offensive line shuffle that you've done with Jackson and Barnes?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a factor in it. But we've said all along that, we feel like we've got a good group of guys in the offensive line, that we've got some depth, we've got some versatility. And when you really look at it with Menelik kind of, not being full health for the last couple of preseason games, and Khalif Barnes, who we felt like played really well throughout the preseason, but we also felt the same way with Gabe. We thought he played really well and was deserving the opportunity to get out there and play. So right now that's our top five, and that's where that versatility fits in for us, because we've got guys that can go in and play different positions.
Can you talk about Barnes? He just seems so resilient, and he can mix and match and always seems to be in that starting five no matter where.
So what makes a guy like him so valuable is because whatever we ask him to do, he's going to go out there and execute it to the best of his ability. And he's, in everything we've asked him to do, he's gone out there and done a good job. I mean, last year was starting out at right tackle, and we moved him over to left tackle, and he played inside at guard, and then this year we started him out at guard, and now we moved him back out to right tackle. So his versatility, it's something that, when you go to bed at night, you feel good about having a guy like that can play a lot of different positions.
Not just in the past 24 hours or so, but even throughout training camp and since Carr's been here, how have you seen the guys sort of rally around him, and especially since the news came out that he will be the starter?
Yeah, well, listen, our guys, our guys are going to support whoever we put back there at the quarterback position. And our guys' responsibility, our players' responsibility, is to go out there and perform at a high level. But I do think that they've responded well to Derek. I think they all understand the talent that he is as a quarterback. I think they're excited about him having an opportunity to go out there and play.
What influence have you seen Tuck have with some of the younger defensive linemen?
Well, I think Justin, as well as, some of the other guys, just talk specifically about the D-line. I mean, with Justin and Antonio and Lamar Woodley being three veteran players that we brought in here, I think they've done a great job with the guys in that room and trying to help them from a development standpoint, understanding some of the certain techniques that can help them to be successful, and also understanding some of the, some of the keys and clues that you look into pre-snap to give you an idea of what the offense is going to do. So, that was part of the reason why we brought in so many veteran players, is to help develop some of these young guys to be the foundation for our future.
As far as Tuck's skill set and ability to still play and dominate, that's all still there from what you've seen in the preseason?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He can still play at a high level. And I think he's primed for a really good year.
Any more guys?
If Chekwa can't go, is it Carey or Thorpe who's next in line?
At the
slot, in the inside, the at
TJ Carey would be the next guy in the game.
And also, you guys claimed Mayawa. What are your impressions of him from the Seahawks?
Well, I mean, obviously, he's kind of throwing him into the fire a little bit and trying to learn what we're doing from a defensive standpoint. But he was a guy really that kind of jumped off the tape at us last year, and he ended up making their roster last year. And then what we saw this year from him, I see an athletic defensive end that has some pass rush ability. He can still play pretty stout. So really, I think a guy that in my mind, hopefully, can be a guy that can get in the rotation and help, rush the passer.
Is he a special teams guy?
He was that way in Seattle, and it's rare that you get a guy. And I think that's why you can kind of make the swap for a defensive lineman for a linebacker, because
he can do something.
Can he play defensive end, but he can also help us on special teams.